Okay, we are on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Thank you. I did it already. I started the recording. Hasmichas, thank you very much. Hasmichas, the Hatnufais, the Hagashais, these are all Avaidus HaKabanas. Smicha, which is leaning on an animal that you're supposed to do. Tnufais, certain Kabanas have to be waved. Hagashais, Minchas, have to be brought to the corner of the Mizbeach. Hakmitzais, the Avaida of a Mincha, to do Kmitza, to separate the part that's going to go in the Mizbeach from the rest of the Mincha. Haktarais, putting it on the Mizbeach. Amlikais, that's by birds, the way they killed the bird. I hate to use the word killed. The way they processed the bird as a carbon was not to do shchita, but yet to do malika, which is done with the nail from the back of the head of the bird. The kabbalas, catching the blood. Hazos, sprinkling the blood. Sometimes done from a keli, that's called zrika, and sometimes done from the animal itself, the bird, they sprinkle it. Or with fingers, they sprinkle it. Naigis ba'noshim v'loy b'noshim. These all can be done by Kayan men, not by Bas Kayan. Chutz, Chesaita, I shouldn't say only Kayan, because Tnufas is done by Yisraelim also. But a woman doesn't do Tnufa. Smicha is done by Yisrael also. But a woman does not do Smicha. Chutz mi min Chesaita, Unazira, Shema Nifas. If a woman is a Saita, and their husband brings a Mincha for her, she has to do the Tnufa. And if a woman is a Nazira, a female Nazir, she has to do Tnufa even though she's a woman. Rashi. Dr. Rashi has Smicha, it's Eina Semechas. She does not do Smicha. Ve'ena Manifa, she does not do Tnufa. Ve'ena Mageshas Mincha, and she doesn't bring the Mincha close. Afili hi Kehenes. Eina Voidek Sheriba, the Void is not kosher. Vahagish Mincha Bekarim Arav is the right Miskimishbata. They used to have to touch the Mincha in the Keli. The Mincha was in a vessel, and they touched that vessel to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. The Inlob of San Perig Bay is the Saita. Ve'ena Kemetzes Umaktera, she doesn't do Kemetzes or Haktara. Ve'ena Molkoiv, Malekas Oiv, she doesn't do Malik on a bird. Ve'ena Mekabelos Dam, she doesn't catch the blood. Ve'ena Maza Dam Chattas Oiv. And she doesn't sprinkle the blood of the Chatas Oiv. Now, she can't do Zriki either. But Hazah is when you don't even put it in a keli. You take the bird and sprinkle it like that. That's called Hazah. Chutz misaitu nezira shemanifas minchasim ba'atzman. Be'kahanas, be'yisraelis. Shemanchasim tzunufa be'bailim. There the mincha needs to be waved by the owner. But Gemara Yalavla, the Gemara will learn it out.
How about the Ashes Kohen?
No difference. Women.
So what's the exception? What's the exception for women?
That she does Tnufa as a Saita is in a zero. A woman does her, she does do Tnufa on her carbon, whatever it is.
Tnufa is what again?
Waving. To all six directions. Like a lulav.
Dinless shchita. Shchita is mutter.
Can't hear you.
Shchita.
Slaughtering with a knife. It's a Mishnah in Zvachim. Hakal shechten. Not that, I'm sorry. Shchita k'sher b'nashim. A woman can do shchita even on kachim. Anybody can do shchita on kachim. Man, woman, it doesn't make a difference. Shchita is not an avodah.
So she does do it,
right? Can't hear you, what?
Tnufa she does do?
Only by a Saita and a Nazira. Meaning this, there are many Karbanas that need Tnufa. Every Shlomim needs Tnufa. A woman does not do Tnufa on her Shlomim. A man does. However, there are two exceptions to the rule of no Tnufa by women. That's Saita, which by the way is only women. And the zira, which can come by man and by woman, they're the type of man in the midst of her to do tznufa, even if she's a woman. Unlike other korbanos, where there's a chi of tznufa and a woman does not do it. That's not true.
What anam tzara is offered by neither man.
Everybody brings korbanos to kahanim do it. We're talking now gender. We're not interested now kahanim Israel.
I'm aware of it, but the mitzvah the
what do you mean by that?
Okay. I'm remembering
the lady correctly then. Does the lady do the fahanas?
What?
If she's a mitzvah.
Yeah.
She sticks her fingers in.
100%. 100%. She has the same process of Tara as a man has. No, not an Aveda at all. She's the subject of the Aveda.
Right.
She's not doing the Aveda. When you do Tnufa, the person's doing Aveda. When the person's thumbs are having things put on there, he's an object, not a... I'm sorry? We're going to get involved in that. We're not talking now Hukas Kachim. We're not going to be learning on some Seder Kachim now. We're going to do the Mishnah, stick to the Mishnah, and not try to get off. The Gemara is going to bring it in, but only what the Gemara brings in. I don't want to expand this to learning Zvachim and Achas. Fine. Now the Gemara is going to bring sources for all these things. Smichas. How do I know a woman doesn't do smicha? Now let me explain. There's a mitzvah on certain Kabbalists. That the owner of the korban does smicha. He leans on the animal all his strength. That's what smicha is. Leans on the head of the animal, b'chol kaychay. How do I know a woman does not do smicha? D'chsev, d'abel b'nei yisrael v'samach, b'nei yisrael v'samachim, v'ein b'nei yisrael v'samachim. Didn't have to see, say, d'abel b'nei yisrael. It's obviously talking, adam ki yakum mekem korban l'ashem, it says what to do. Then it says, Dabra Bnei Yisrael, that they should do smicha. They tell me, only men do smicha, not women. Rashi Bnei Yisrael, the Vayir Kroksim, Ahin, Yonah, Vesamach, Yadoi, and it says, there, Vesamach. Snufais, Dabra Bnei Yisrael, Vahenef. It's a different pasuk. It's in Tzav. Bnei Yisrael, Manifin, Vahim, Bnei Yisrael, Manifais. Rashi, Dabra Bnei Yisrael, Vahenef, Petzav, Vesaharin, says, Hamakrim, Ezevach, Hashlamov, says the person who brings shlamim, uchsiba hu in yana, in that Indian it says v'heinif or lohanif. So we say that the Torah is excluding women from the mitzvah of tenufa. Hagashis, the chsib v'zayis Torah samincha, hakravaisa b'nei Aaron, Aaron v'loy b'nei Aaron. Women do not do avaida, so that excludes them from doing any avaida, right? Hakrev is the mitzvah of Hagasha. Bring the mincha close to the mizbeach. Touch the mizbeach with the keli that holds the mincha. It's an avayda. And women are excluded from that avayda. Hakrev Isa, Mahai Kron Nafkul and Hagasha, the Perek Beis the Saita. This is where the Gemara learns that Hagasha in the second Perek of Saita. Kemitzis, the Chsiv Avia B'nei Aaron, V'kamatz B'nei Aaron, V'loi B'nei Aaron. Now, I just want to point out, Kemitza is similar to Shechita in the sense that it's the first Avaida done in the Akravas HaMincha. Just like by an animal, there are four Avaidas. Shechting, catching the blood, walking the blood to the Mizbeach, and offering it on the Mizbeach. Those are the four Avaidas HaKarban that are necessary. Shechita, Ola, Chilocha, and Zrika. Now, by Shechita, it can be done by anybody. Man, woman, Kayan, Levi, Yisroel. There's no restrictions. By Mincha, there's also four Avedis. There's Kemitza, putting the Kemitza into a Kli, taking that Kli to the Mizbeach, and then putting it on the Mizbeach. But by Kemitza, there you need a Kayan, not a Yisroel, and there you need a man and not a woman. So even though it's similar to Shechita in the sense that it starts the process of Hakravas HaKorban, it's limited to Kehanim men, unlike Shechita, which is done by anybody. Haktaris, the Sivik Tiru Aisha B'nai Aaron, B'nai Aaron, V'loi B'nai Aaron. Hamalikais, the Chsiv Umolach Behikter, Iskish Malika Laktara. Malika is compared to Aktara. Tyra put them together to say whoever can do Aktara can do Malika. And since Aktara can only be done by male Kehanim, Malika can only be done by male Kehanim. Rashi Iskish Malika Laktara, but Matinu Nashim Ibiktir Rice of an Aaron. And we excluded women from Ibiktir Rice of an Aaron. Hakabolas, how do I know catching the blood is only men? The Chsiv Vikrivu B'nei Aaron, V'yamamar, and it said, Vikrivu Zu Kabbalah Sadam. Okay, so Rashi, the Gemara here, has a problem. It never says in the Pasuk, catch the blood. So this whole Avodah of Kabbalah is not explicit in the Pasuk. Except the Gemara darshens it to the word Vikrivu B'nei Aaron. Vikrivu means catch the blood and bring it. Two Avodahs. So since it says there, Vikrivu B'nei Aaron, and Ikrivu Zu Kabbalah Sadam, and this is not our sugya now, how we get from Ikrivu to Kabbalah Sadam, but the Gemara is bringing in that drasha. So from there we learn out that it's only male Kehanim and not female Kehanim, because it says Ikrivu B'nei Aaron Akayim. Now, Ikrivu is Kabbalah. The word Ikrivu in Archgro is not translated catch the blood. It's translated bring the blood close. But Chazal Darsha from the word Ikrivu, Kabbalah Sadam.
So how's Ikrivu different than
Hagasha? Okay, so let me explain. Let me try to explain this in a short version. Hagasha was done before Kmitza. A person brought a mincha. There were many steps to the mincha before the actual bringing of the carbon, meaning preliminary steps. They had to mix it with oil. They had to do, that's called yitzika, belila, how you mix the flour and the oil. Now, finally, you have your finished mincha. Before you start the Aveda process, one of the preliminaries is that the Kayan takes the vessel with the mincha, walks and touches it to the Mizbeach. That's called Hagasha. That's before you offer the mincha. It's a preliminary. Then, after, you start the Aveda of bringing the carbon, which, as I mentioned a moment ago, is four parts by mincha. Kmitza, putting the kmitza into a keli, walking the keli towards the mizbeach, and putting it on the mizbeach. Those are the four parts of a mincha.
Okay.
Kmitza, that's taking I'll use the word fistful, but it's not really a fistful. Kiddush kli, where you put the mincha into a keli, walking that keli to the mizbeach with the kmitza, and then putting it on the mizbeach. That's not hagasha. Hagasha is a preliminary. Before you do kmitza, you walk the mincha to the corner of the mizbeach and touch the keli to the mizbeach.
What's that called?
Hagasha. And that's a preliminary. That's before you start the actual bringing of the carbon. By an animal, there are also four avodas. Shechita, olah, catching the blood, walking the blood towards the mizbeach, and sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach. Those are the four avodas that are necessary in a carbon. The word hikrivu tells us the mitzvah of catching the blood. And it says, b'nei Aaron, to exclude ladies.
This all is Emor?
No, it's in Vayikra Tav. This is not an Emor.
Where does Ikrivu come with these preliminary plus four steps?
Ikrivu is the second step of an animal. You shecht, you catch the blood. Now, I'm just pointing out that the Gemara had to bring the drasha. Ikrivu zu kabbalah sadam, because the Torah never says the word catch the blood. But Chazal translate the ikrivu to mean catching the blood. And it says, b'nei Aaron, to exclude women. Hazos. Now, I just want to point something out. There are two ways to get the blood onto the mizbeach. Well, really, three ways. Three ways to get the blood on the mizbeach. Two ways. One is the way most korbanos are done. The blood is caught in the vessel. Hello. You bring the vessel towards the mizbeach. That's halacha. And you take the vessel and you throw the blood at the mizbeach. That's called zrika. You take the blood, you don't touch it with your hands. You take the vessel that holds the blood and throw it towards wherever you're supposed to do the zrika sadam. We're not learning Masechtos Mizrachim and Menachos. We're not going to talk about where you do the zrika sadam and how you do the zrika sadam. But that's how you do most of the kabbalas. The blood is in a keli. The kohen's holding it in his right hand, walks over to the mizbeach, takes the keli and throws the blood at the mizbeach. That's called zrika. There are certain kabbalas that do hazah. And that is when you don't use the keli to throw the blood at the mizbeach, but you use either your finger or the, by a bird case, you take your hand and, I don't know what word I'm supposed to use.
Flick it.
Flick the bird. Flick the bird. Those are called hazah. They're basically a different form of getting the blood on the mizbeach. Except one is called zrika. You're throwing the blood from the vessel. And one is called hazah, you're sprinkling, which can either be done by your finger or by throwing, flicking the bird towards the mizbeach. We never flick animals. We flick birds. And we sprinkle sometimes animals. For instance, you learn about Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol went in and sprinkled blood towards the kapiris, right, the aron. He did it with his finger. That's called hazah. For those who say hazah mekaymam, the daman toan hazah abein abadim apreiches amizbech hazav. He uses the word hazah because it's done with a finger, with the human, not just throwing it with a keli.
What do you do one to the other?
Whenever the Torah prescribes one and whenever the Torah prescribes the other. Now, the Mishnah did not use the word zrika. The Mishnah used the word hazah. Now, that doesn't mean a woman can do zrika. She can't. But hazah and zrika are very similar, just different ways of getting the blood where it's supposed to be. But the Mishnah did refer to hazah as opposed to referring to zrika. Not that it makes a difference, but we're trying to translate which carbon are we talking about that the Mishnah is telling us that women can't do. What carbon are we referring to when we use the word hazah? Not that it doesn't refer to zrika, does, but that's not what the word means. The word means sprinkling, and the Mishnah is telling me that the sprinkling of the blood, which is done by fingers or by flicking, has to be done by man, not by a woman. Frekta Gemara, which carbon are we talking about? And in this case, we're going to get an overview of which karbanas get hazah as opposed to zrika. As I mentioned at the beginning, most karbanas get zrika. The kohen never touches the blood with his hands. Catches the blood with a keli, walks to the mizbeach, and uses the keli and throws the blood at the mizbeach. Frekta Gemara Dehecha. Which carbon are we excluding ladies from the word hazah? Now, the first carbon that gets hazah is a really not a carbon. It's the paraduma. A paraduma, the kohen takes the blood from standing on the Har HaZeisim, he's not in the Azara, and he sprinkles it seven times towards the Beit HaMikdash. Now, either para a lazik simba, a regular kayan can't do it either. It's machloikas mesechtes yuma. The Gemara here is assuming that para duma has to be done by kayan gadol, not by a regular kayan, except for the first para duma. Elazar, even though he wasn't the kohen gadol, was allowed to do the paraduma. So I don't have to exclude a lady. Even a regular kohen can't do it. It's making it sound that men can do it and women can't. It's not true. Men can't do it either. It's limited to one man, Elazar. Now, Elazar is what the Torah says is the one that did the paraduma. The Gemara Masechtas Yuma learns, according to one man the Amar, that all future paras have to be done by kohen gadol. So, the Gemara's kasha is, the Mishnah makes it sound, it's a lady men thing. It's not a lady men thing. It's a kohen gadol, everybody else thing. Why is the Mishnah excluding ladies? It's not uniquely exclusive to exclude ladies. We should exclude everybody besides kohen gadol. Either pnim, is it going on the kabbalas that are brought inside the Beit HaMikdash, which are four. Two of Yom Kippur, the Par and the Sar of Yom Kippur, they are brought into the Beis HaMikdash, and two other Korbanos, which I will get to in a moment. I'll just mention them by name. Par Helam Davar and Par Kayim Mashiach. I'm going to explain them in a moment. But again, HaKayim HaMashiach Simba. Rashi learns that all four of those Korbanos, the Avoda has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So again, they're also Hazah. They're also sprinkling with the finger. So why are we excluding ladies? Ella Hazah the Benayv. The only one that we need to exclude a lady is when you flick the bird. By Chatas Ayv, when a person brings a Chatas, a bird, the blood is flicked at the Mizbeach. And that can be done by any Kayan, but by no lady. That's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says Hazahs. Now, I mentioned four Korbanos that Hazah is done. I mentioned four Korbanos. The two of Yom Kippur, and Par Helam Davar, and Par Kayim Mashiach. I want to explain those two, so we should know what we're talking about. Not because it's the sugya over here, but because Rashi brings it down. Par Helam Davar and Par Kayim Mashiach. Par Helam Davar is when Bezim Paskins by mistake on a certain type of Avera, and they permitted it, and most of Klal Yisrael did the Avera, Bezim has to bring a Par. And that's called a Par Helam Davar, because Bezim forgot something, and they Paskins wrong. So therefore, there has to be a special carbon, and that blood is sprinkled in the building. Most Korbanos never enter the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Everything is done in the courtyard. There are four Korbanos that enter the building. The two of Yom Kippur, the Par Helam Davar, and the Par Kayim Mashiach is if the Kohen Gadol Paskins wrong, and he does the Avera, he also brings a special carbon. Those are the four Korbanos that enter the building. So when we say e the pnim, that's referring to the four korbanos that make it inside. The Torah wants the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. It's not excluding women, it's excluding everybody but women, but the Kohen Gadol. Rashi. Look, Rashi, hazah the hegel legasin hegel siva, we're not clear as that word. E the para, hazah's dama the paraduma, the sprinkling of the blood of the paraduma. Even other kahanim are possible. For sure, women. I don't have to exclude women. Even Avram Kohn can't do this avoda unless he's Kohen Gadol. E the pnim hazav the pnim gana pereches umizbech hazav haamurim. Rashi brings two of them. The par kaya mashiach. That's when the Kohen Gadol paskins wrong. Upar helam davar shel tzibur. That's when Bezim paskins wrong. And most of Klal Yisrael did the avera. Hakayin haMashiach sibehem lemute hejaitim v'kolch keinashim. Umay itzuch letana lemisne. Why would the Tana have to exclude women when all kehanim are excluded? Hazoz dam oif the sib bechatas oif. It should sprinkle from the blood of the chatas. The way they did it is by flicking the bird. We learned it from Zrika of a Ayla, which is a sheep. Now the Gemara is speaking of what I didn't do yet in the Gemara. The Torah never excludes women from Azar, but it excludes them from Zrika. And Hazah and Zrika have the same halachas. And therefore, if they can't do the Zrika by a regular carbon, they can't do the Hazah by a bird. Rashi, back to the Gemara. Hazah the Benayv. Rashi b'kavachaymer b'bensayin. We learn it out from a kavachaymer from a sheep. Why it's called bensayin, I don't know. It was called Benayv. He could have said Ayv. Ma bensayin. Shalei kavah lekayin l'shchitasayin. You don't need a kayan to do shita. Kavah lekayan lazasai, but you need a kayan male to do the sprinkling, which is called zirika. But I've shakavah lekayan lemlikasai, by a bird, it needs a kayan to do the killing of the bird. Ein adin shiikvah lazasai. That's the source that Hazor has to be done by men, because if Zrika has to be done by men, and Zrika comes after a Shechita that's done by anybody, for sure Hazor has to be done by men, because it comes by Malika, which is more stricter than Shechita is. Rashi, Loi kava lekayin l'shechita asai, shashechita k'shere b'zor. Shechita is kosher by Zor, the chsiv v'shochet is ben abokar, v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron. Doesn't mention b'nei Aaron until after the shechita. V'ikrivu b'nei Aaron. Mikabola ve'eloch mitzvah kahuna. The mitzvah kahuna starts at Kabbalah. Limeid ala shechita k'shere b'zor. Lazosoi, the zikas damoi. Rashi says when it says hazosoi by animal, it means zrika. To the chsiv v'zorku b'nei Aaron. Ben oif. Shekavah lekayilim likasai, dechsev v'kriv v'akayin alim hezbeach u'molach esreishai. Period. Now, I want to point out, because this is just for knowledge sake, that this Rashi here is a big chiddush. And Tysus brings a safri that seems to be not like Rashi, but we learn Rashi, so therefore I'm going to explain it that way. Rashi says clearly that both the par helim davar and the par kayim mashiach, the one who does the Avaida has to be the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says that clearly. He says you need a Kohen Gadol for those Avaidas. Tysus brings a Sifri that says it's not true, that the by Parhelm Dover, any male Kohen can do it. But Parshim Shat in the Gemara seems to say that you need a Kohen Gadol. Eid the Pnim, HaKohen HaMashiach, Sifrei. Right? It seems to say all four Korbanos, that the blood is brought into the building, require a Kohen Gadol, which are the two of Yom Kippur, and the Par Helm Dover, and the Par Kayim Mashiach. And this is what Rashi says, that those four Kabbalahs require a Kayim Gadol. Sprinkling of a bird is done in the courtyard. It's not on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, on the outside Mizbeach. That can be done by any Kayim. But not a lady. We learned that out from Zrika Sadam. And again, Zrika and Hazor are both ways to get the blood where it's supposed to be. One is using a vessel, and one is using his hand, sprinkling it. There is a third way, which is that the Kayan takes the blood and smears it on the corner of the Mizbeach. But the Gemara does not mention it here. And that's only done by a Chatas, a Behema, that the Kayan takes the blood with his finger, but he doesn't sprinkle it towards the Mizbeach. He actually smears it on the four corners. Gemara doesn't bring it in here. That's a third method of getting the blood where it's supposed to go. Mizbeach Achitzen. The only four Kabbalahs enter the building where the Mizbeach Hazor was. Two of Yom Kippur, Par Kohen Gadol, Par Kohen Mashiach, and Par Helm Dover. A regular Chatas never enters the building. I'm sorry? Avodah Yom Kippur is the two Kabbalahs of Yom Kippur.
I know, and they're smeared on the Mizbeach.
Right, that was also smeared in Mizbeach HaZav, correct. But that's not what we're talking about. When I said a regular Chatas, I'm talking about a regular Chatas that every person brings when he does a sin, and that is done on the Mizbeach HaChitzah, and is smeared on the four corners. But the Gemara doesn't discuss it here. I'm just doing it for being, to be intellectually honest. There are three ways of getting the blood on the carbon. The Gemara here is only discussing two of them, which is Zrika and Hazor.
The blood never reaches the base of Mikdash.
No. It's interesting that the Gemara even brings it in. Tfar Aduma is not a carbon. It is and it isn't. It's something done outside of the base of Mikdash. Never is in the base of Mikdash at all. But the blood is sprinkled towards the base of Mikdash from Har Zeisim, from the Mount of Olives.
It's not a carbon because it's not
done inside. It's not a carbon. It's not in the base of Mikdash.
But it's not done inside the base of Mikdash.
No part goes in the Mizbeach. What makes a carbon?
It's also not a kapara for anything.
Well, I can't say that. Rashi says it's a kapara on the Chet Ha'egel.
We don't make
Kapara Aduma. Right. Kapara Aduma in our say just to be matar people from base.
So the definition is because it's not in the base of Mikdash.
Doesn't go in the Mizbeach. Nothing.
Right.
Everything is done outside of the base of Mikdash. The only connection to the base of Mikdash is that the blood is sprinkled towards the base of Mikdash. Zadik my vaita chutzmi mincha saita nazira. Amar loy Reb Lazer, Reb Yashia de Dare. There are two Reb Yashias. There's a Tan Reb Yashia. There's an Amayra Reb Yashia. Reb Lazer said to Reb Yashia of his generation, which means the younger Reb Yashia. Rashi points out that Reb Lazer was alive when the Tana was still alive, and it was an Amayra Reb Yashia. So when he spoke, we have to identify which Reb Yashia he was talking to. The elder Reb Yashia or his contemporary? So the Gemara says he was talking to Reb Lazer, to Reb Yashia, his contemporary. Reb Yashia the Dare, such Rashi, Shahaya Bedaira Amayra Kamaisai. He was in his Dar and Amayra. But yes, Lahavimikan. Rashi says by the fact that the Gemara has to tell me this, if they didn't live at the same time, why would the Gemara have to identify which Reb Yashia is talking about? He couldn't be talking to somebody who's not alive. Must be Shaddai b'mei Reb Lazer, her Reb Yashia b'apukta Reb Yedison. Reb Yashia the Tana who always argues with Reb Yedison, Kayim was still alive. V'achi itzuch l'mishna l'Reb Yashia the Dare, l'afuki Reb Yashia t'shisha. That's why the Gemara had to identify which Reb Yashia he's talking about, because there was an older Reb Yashia. What did he tell him? L'teisa b'akarach. Reb Lazer tells Reb Yashia, do not relax. Don't sit on your knees, which means don't relax. Until you explain to me the following halacha. How do I know that a mincha saita has to be waived? Frek the Gemara, menolon begufiksev. It's a pasuk. You don't need to find something if it's a beferish a pasuk. You learn that in Chumash. It says vehein if it's a mincha. It says clearly, waive the mincha. Written in Parshas Nasai by the Parsha of Mincha Saita, says waive the Mincha. Obviously, there's Tnufa if the Torah says to waive it. Ela Tnufa Babaila Minala. See, the Pasuk talks about the Kayan waving it. Where do we see that the woman is involved? Who says that the woman has to waive it? Our Mishnah says the Mincha Saita is waived by the woman. The Pasuk says you give it to the Kayan who waves the Mincha. He waves it. Nothing to do with the woman. Rashi's Rashi. We have a Gemara. The game before Rashi. You can't ask me a kasha from Rashi or the Gemara. Right? Rashi knew the Gemara when he wrote to Rashi. But we're learning the Gemara, which is the source of Rashi. So you can't tell me Rashi already said it, because the Gemara said it now. Correct the Gemara, that's what Reb Lazer asked Reb Yashia of his generation. Where is the source that the woman does snufa? The Gemara Asya Yad Yad Mishlom. Learned out with Xavier Shava. Ksiv Hacha says over here, Belonka Hakaya Miyad Ha'isha. Says he takes the mincha from the hand of the woman and he does snufa. Uksiv Hasam, and it says by a shlomim, Yodov Tiviyeno. His hands bring the shlomim, and it says over there that he waves at the owner. So we learn out Xavier Shava. Makan Kayan and Mahalan Kayan. Just like by the mincha saita, the kayin is involved. By the shlomim, the kayin is involved also. Umad l'halom b'aylim, and just like the shlomim, the owner is involved. Avkam b'aylim. Over here, by the mincha saita, the woman is also involved. She's the owner of this mincha. Okay, Tad. So how do you do it? How do they both do it? Kayin machnis yad de'takas yad b'aylim. The kayin puts his hand under the hand of the woman. Umeinif, and he waves. And that's how you do that tufa. The Kayan puts his hand under the hand of the woman, and he waves it together with her. And that's how I know the woman does snufa. And by shlomim, the Kayan puts his hand under the hand of an owner, a man owner, and they wave it together. That's the halacha of snufa. Fractitzas, there's two kashas here. Why is it a chatzitza? One hand is blocking the other hand. So, first answer is that's what the Torah said to do, so we don't worry about chatzitza. The other answer answers another kasha. That is, how can the Kayan put his hand under the woman? He's not allowed to touch a woman. And he's touching the woman. The Taisa answers a bunch of answers. You take an old Kayan who doesn't have any hearer. No Kayan is Maharer at this point, because this woman is about to die, or a good chance she's going to die in a second. So the last thing he thinks about is the woman. The third Teretz, and this is the Teretz that answers this Kasha, is he doesn't put his hand under her hand. He doesn't. The Kayan puts the hand on the bottom of the Keli, and the owner puts it on the side of the keli. So if you look at it, he's under the owner without touching him. So they both do trufa, there's no chatzitza, and he's not touching her hand, because he's touching the end and bottom of the keli, and she's touching the side of the keli when they lift it and wave it. Therefore, they can both trufa. Rashi. The Baila Minolan. The late Saita Atma and Nifasa, that the Saita waves it. Dumala Kayan Kamarachmana, the Siv, the Loka Kayam Yada Isha. Haki Gasina Kayan of how Makan Kayam, Yadatianu, the Baila Siv, who Batuva Mishnoi is talking about Trufa. Yes, doctor. Can't hear you.
Question on touch is, how can you say that there's no hearer? I think I may have an idea, because when the Gemara talks about ripping the blouse, it says that the belt is north, there won't be here. But, so the Gemara seems to feel there would be here.
Depends on what?
Is that restricted to the younger Kahana?
Like, well, it could be two answers. Number one, is there much difference when a woman's exposed? More, which she usually keeps covered, and are touching her hand. It's a different kind of situation. Okay, again, I'm not going to get involved, but that's what Tyson said. Number one. Number two is, maybe you're right. Maybe it's younger Khan. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Ask you to cite the Nazira Minolon. How do I know when Nazira does Hatrufa? Maybe only men. My Ashi Kaf Kaf Misaita is Xavier Shabbat from Saita. Rashi Kaf Kaf Misaita. Put it on the palm of the nazir, so we learn out that a woman does snufa. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Everybody should have a wonderful day, and I couldn't